If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Joan Salzman joins us, one of the smart people at CNET who answers questions for us all of the time. Today about something a little different. How are you, Joan?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. I want to ask you how I can watch the nominated movies online or on streaming services, the 10 nominated films. But before we do that, we were just talking to our listeners about how our devices are listening, and then you get ads for random things that you happen to be talking about or doing. And I've been saying that the devices don't listen and then populate your services with relevant ads. What do you say about that?
Yeah, for the most part, you're absolutely right. There are definitely instances with, you know, for example, Amazon's Alexa voice assistant is on Echo devices. And there have been instances where Alexa has listened to things where it like misinterprets what you said as being the wake word Alexa. And I know I just said that I just said the wake word a lot of times, so I apologize for anybody in their homes that just had their echoes turn on. But that's an example where it can, that wake word can be engaged and it can make a recording, and then that recording can be stored by Amazon. But other than that, generally speaking, when you think of those times that you mentioned to a friend, oh, I can't wait to go skiing next month, but I really haven't figured out which mountain I want to go to. And then you start noticing they're getting skiing ads or winter vacation ads online. A lot of that has to do with the fact that you also probably searched it in Google, or you commented on a friend's ski-related post on Facebook. It feels like our devices are listening to us because these companies have gotten so good at triangulating all the data points about you to predict what you are actually talking about with your friends.
Okay, there's the answer. I know you don't like it. Let's move on. Oscar-nominated films, we'll do them in alphabetical order. It's just frustrating, and maybe it's great that we can watch these movies at home, but you've got to have services, and most of us don't have all of them. If I want to watch Belfast, how am I going to find Belfast?
Yeah, Belfast is the one, it's one of those nominees this year that, for now, isn't streaming at all. There are a lot of others, as you said, on a, you know, a multitude of different streaming services, and some others that are able to stream, quote unquote, stream if you pay for like an online rental, like on Apple TV or on Amazon Prime. But they're not necessarily included in the subscription service where it feels like you're getting it for free if you're already a member.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting point, because I've noticed I rented a movie last night for a service that we've paid for. So I guess I can't expect that the just released films will be on even these premium services. So Belfast is available for purchase for $20 on some services like Amazon, iTunes. What about Coda, which is a terrific movie? I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, that's a sort of coming-of-age movie taking place in a deaf family. That one, here's another way to make sure you don't get confused. That one's on the subscription service Apple TV Plus. So that's the Apple subscription service, kind of like Netflix, that exists within Apple's TV app. But don't get confused, the Apple TV app is also where you go to make those rental purchases if you have like an Apple TV or an iPhone or an iPad. They're all in that same app. You just have to be careful about what you're going there to watch as part of the service, and what you're going there if you wanted to watch Belfast on your iPad. You would maybe go to the Apple TV app, but you would be able to stream it with a subscription. That's an instance where you'd have to pay extra to rent it.
Are there hacks or workarounds, like, so I don't have that, maybe you just answered that. I don't have Apple TV, I don't have the app, but I want to watch Coda. Can I go to some website? I mean, is there a way for me to just rent it outside of being an Apple customer?
Yeah, in the case of Coda, the answer is no. And the reason is because all these subscription streaming services, one of their key strategies is to have exclusive content. And so Coda is an example where it's only available on the subscription Apple TV Plus service and nowhere else.
Okay, let's move on to Don't Look Up.
Don't Look Up is available on Netflix, as is Power of the Dog, which is nominated for Best Picture, along with 11 other nominations, making it the most nominated movie this year. So that one, The Power of the Dog, and Don't Look Up, you can get on Netflix. It's easy. Most people have it. That one's simple.
Yeah, and it's nice to know because The Power of the Dog has the most nominations. That one's got all of the big ones, too. It's got Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, and is an excellent movie. The Power of the Dog, Don't Look Up. It's been much talked about. That's on Netflix. Drive My Car. What do you know about that?
Right. Now, that's a Japanese movie. A little atypical, not so much in recent years, but it is atypical for foreign films to get nominated in the Best Picture category. But it's a Japanese film, and it's available not on one, but two streaming services. Oh, excuse me. See, even I'm getting confused. That one's only on HBO Max.
Got it. HBO Max for Drive My Car. How about Dune, the epic Dune? How do I watch Dune?
I feel like every question you ask me, I have to give you another confusing answer, and I really apologize.
Well, that's why I called.
Disaggregated. So with Dune, many people may remember that Dune was available on HBO Max when it was first released. It was available one of these same-day releases. When it hit theaters, it also hit HBO Max at the same time.
Right.
But that movie came off of HBO Max after 1 month, and it's not expected to be available to stream again on HBO Max until after the Oscar ceremony. It's possible it could show up there, but if it does, it would probably be only a few days before the ceremony. Now, possible that HBO Max might say, we're releasing it early for people to stream because they're excited, or maybe it wins a bunch of awards. It probably will. It's nominated for 10, and maybe they'll bring it to HBO Max sooner than originally planned. But generally speaking, you can't stream it right now.
Okay, so fair enough. If you didn't see Dune, you won't before the Oscars. King Richard is coming to HBO Max similarly, right?
Yeah, it's in the same situation. It used to be on HBO Max. It has come off, and so it's unlikely to show up on that service again until after the Oscars.
Here's a real strange way to see a movie. Licorice Pizza. How do I see that?
Isn't streaming. It just recently came out. You might have better intelligence than I do. Is that one available for online rental?
No, you got to go to a movie theater. That's why I said this is really
weird.
That's
it. The classic.
Who knew?
That's why I don't know.
Yeah. That one's in theaters.
You have to actually go to a theater.
Okay. Nightmare Alley is on Hulu, right?
Yeah, this is the one I got confused for. This one's on Hulu. It's also on HBO Max. It's one of those rare ones that is on multiple streaming services at once. Most of these, it's only on one, if on any. But that one's on two. So you have two places you could go.
I totaled them up, and it looks to me like if you did have one service, HBO Max has at least four of these available now or in the near future. Netflix has a couple.
Mm-hmm.
If you had two services, HBO Max and Netflix would be the ones to have. But shoot, then you don't have Amazon, Apple Plus. You don't have Hulu or the premium Hulu service, whatever the heck that's called now. So it gets expensive, I guess, when you add all of these up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and one that you didn't, you mentioned almost all of them, but one that you left out was Disney Plus, and that's the one where the new West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg, it's nominated for Best Picture and also has 7 nominations total, one of the most nominated movies this year. That one isn't streaming now, but it will be soon on Disney Plus on March 2nd. So they're bringing that onto streaming a little bit sooner than they probably normally would and bringing it to Disney Plus, which is a little unusual for a movie. It's released by 20th Century, but it's going to be on Disney eventually. I could make it more confusing, but I'll try to keep it at least that simple.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this conversation as a podcast. We'll post it at WGNradio.com on the John Williams page so you can go back and check it. We'll also print out for you. Pete did a nice cheat sheet for me of your reporting on this, so we'll have it. You can look at it or you can listen to this conversation back after the show today. I got to go, Joan. What was the movie you enjoyed the most? Did you see many movies this year?
Oh, I've got young kids, so I didn't see many of them because when I have free time, I try to sleep. But I did really like Coda because it does show a family that doesn't get much attention in mainstream film. Showing a deaf family and deaf culture was really fun to see.
Yeah, I agree. We love that movie. And I know you didn't watch the Super Bowl, so I won't even ask you how much fun you had at that.
Well, my daughter actually made me watch it. My 7-year-old daughter. She heard about Cincinnati playing, and she said, "We have to watch it, Mom." So I did watch them.
Nice to talk to you, Joan.
I lied to you. I apologize.
We will visit again. Thanks, Joan.
Thanks. Bye.